Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm joined by my good friends Harry and Ravs, and also a special guest, Troy!
It's Troy!
He's here.
Hello, Troy.
I'm pretty special. Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing, Troy?
Oh, like I was saying just before, I'm a bit lightheaded from toxic fumes from resin 3D printing. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good.
Pretty hungover, but good.
Why are you all hungover?
I'm lesser hungover. No. I went home before Harry, like a good little boy.
And you both go out the same place?
Yeah. I only have the slightest inconvenience.
This is usually what we do on 0 degrees, is be hungover. Yeah. It's usually the vibe.
I didn't get the memo, sorry.
No, sorry. Well, it's fine.
Resin fumes hungover,
I feel like it's pretty equatable.
Yeah.
Pretty
I'd rather severe. Be drunk and hungover.
It's pretty bad. So what's been going down, Troy, boy? All good?
Yeah.
I just watched your Iceland video. It was
Thank you.
Cool. That vlog was amazing.
Kudos to Ross for the... really swift editing.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Seeing the belugas looked amazing.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry in the comments. People in the comments were crying a lot. People were like,
so
I'm crying.
Apparently,
I'm
we're really tugged on the heartstrings.
Wow.
So
the music was very.
Yeah, the piano came out.
I also watched part two. I've only seen part one, the Bergie
part. You should
part.
Do it. Yeah. It is really impactful. It feels amazing.
Like, so, for context, we went out to Iceland with thanks to WDC to go see some whales and belugas and say, like, this is where Jingle Jam money is going. And they had two belugas that they're rehabilitating. Oh. And they've created an outdoor enclosure, which is like the first of its kind for beluga. Or like a sanctuary.
That place looks like a movie set. Like,
it's incredible. It's used for
movie
sets.
It's Iceland. Obviously, it's beautiful, but
it's
looks amazing.
It's in James Bond. It's in Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, anyway, these two belugas, we had exclusive access to them.
You're like, the first member of the public to ever go and see them.
I think so.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's nuts.
Like, they've been shipped. There's a whole documentary about them being shipped from China all the way over. And like the logistics involved of like carrying belugas in a cargo plane.
It's insane.
Was insane. But they survived and they're fine.
They just hanged them while grappling hook. Is that what you were saying?
No, so you put them in like little like cat carriers, but a beluga carrier.
Yeah.
But you have to have like they were in a little
suspended harness and they were spraying water on them. And they were like half in water.
Oh my God.
Because they're mammals and they need to breathe. They only need
to be half
submerged.
So people were in the plane with them?
Yeah, constantly monitoring them, like heart rate and like skin temperature and all that stuff.
I mean, also, China to Iceland is like not a short flight.
Jesus,
like,
some billionaire was like, got attached to them and was like, I'll give you one of my insanely luxurious planes.
That's
so like
crazy.
Without that, they wouldn't be here. So that's
wow,
cool.
That's amazing.
It's a really cool story. And we got to see them.
Did you get to pet them? I can't remember.
No, you're not supposed to touch them. So like it's a very fine line between like it's a sanctuary, right?
Yep.
So it's like we treat belugas like in their natural environment, and we're just here to facilitate their lives and make sure they have a natural life. That's why they have an outdoor enclosure.
Yep, yeah.
So we're very much like, you observe, you do not interact with. It's not a petting zoo.
No, yeah.
Kind of bang on the glass and take pictures with a flash on.
Did you get to feed them fish or anything? Or?
No.
No, there's like no...
Again,
strictly.
All the trainers were doing all the tricks. And
yeah,
not
yeah.
tricks, but they
the
came
engagement.
From captivity.
Yeah.
So they utilized some of that, like whistling and training and stuff, like flip on your back to like... check them over and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So they fed them fish and we all had a moment with them.
Aww.
For sure. Like they're super intelligent.
Yeah.
Like they just look at you and they're like really analyzing you.
They're such like alien looking creatures as well.
They look
they're so
they're
white
mental, right?
Yeah.
Whiter than me.
Was it quite intimidating? Because they're quite big as well. They're not like nah, they're quite really. Muscly big. You know, it's a big animal.
Yeah, just their little heads poking out, smiling.
Yeah, it's
they're quite cute. They're very cute.
It's very cool.
We went to Scotland twice with WDC, and we saw no dolphins. And you get to go to Iceland and see.
Oh
see,
man, we saw so many. We saw minkies. We saw bottlenose dolphins. Oh, they were just like jumping over the boat. It was nuts.
We saw some seals.
Yeah. Seals are cute.
Seals are cute. They're my favorite animal. So
I weirdly was most jealous about seeing the puffins in your video.
Oh, puffins are so cute.
Oh my god,
they're like the fucking best.
There was a whole section cut where we actually saw rehabilitating puffins as well. Oh. Up close. There was a little baby one. I don't know why Ross cut it, but
that's weird.
Maybe it's like in a future episode or something. Yeah. But literally had one that's had all its baby fluff. It was just a circle that's like in this
why
little
is
tub.
This is exclusive.
It was
this
so
is our, this
cute.
This is 0 degrees exclusive. There is puffin footage that has not been released.
But basically there's been loads of like
release the trot cut.
I'll find it, guys. Don't worry, I'll release it. But yeah, they're basically rescuing animals from like oil.
I see.
Right.
Oil spills
like
and,
oil stuff,
and stuff. And then they wash them and let them go.
That's awful.
Oh, no, they dropped on the dead. That one's dead.
Yeah, very,
very
cool.
Very cute, though. Puffins are cute.
Lovely stuff.
Well, I really sound like David Attenborough. I'm like, no, I'm just going to
You're fucking going off on one. I love it. We do questions here at 0 degrees, and we don't have very long with Trotty, but should we do a little question?
Wait.
Should we get into it?
Do you have a degree?
Oh, we need to check.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, sorry.
What's your degree in?
It's only in like TV and film production, so it's not like a real one.
Not a real one.
Okay, it's not a real one then.
Fake one.
Okay.
Nice.
We can all point a camera, right?
You can hang with us.
You can hang with us. That's fine. Okay. I'll jump us right in for a little question from one of our listeners. I still live with my parents, and a few of my friends came round to visit and ended up speaking to my mum. The minute my friends and I leave, one of them tells me she thinks my mum is a MILF. This was followed by my best friend and his girlfriend agreeing. This became a bit of a running joke and was brought up by a big group of eight of us at the pub and everyone genuinely agreeing that my mum is a MILF. To make things worse, my auntie has even called my mum a MILF before. For context, my friends and I are in our early 20s and my mum's in her early 50s. How do I stop my entire friend group finding my mum hot?
I think you're going to have to send a picture of your mum just so we can verify.
It does sound like they have a hot mum.
We need context.
I think we need the context here to really understand. Send mum pics, please.
Did you guys ever get like your parents, you know, teased about being MILFs or anything? Was that ever like a thing at school?
It's a hard
question. Do you
have
a hot mum trot? Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, well, I've been through this with the other members of Hat Films. Mm. And the question was, would you rather have a hot mum or an ugly mum? And I said, I don't want an Oedipus complex.
I don't want to fancy my mum.
What, I don't know.
And they were like, that's not the question we were
asking. Yeah. Just because your mum's
Wait,
hot,
if your mum was attractive, would you fancy her? Is that what you're saying?
I said, I don't want an Oedipus. Well, I'm just saying, I don't want one. I don't want to have to deal with an Oedipus complex.
I think having a hot mum would be. I mean, my hot mum's. I don't know if I describe my mum as hot.
Your hot mum.
Your hot
mum. There was a little slip there, Harry. You said my hot mum.
I don't know if my mum. She's lovely, but hot is a weird. I feel like hot, it's like Stacey's mum. You know what I mean? It's like, there's a stereotype for hot mum.
Hot mum.
Well, subjective, isn't it? Could be generational as well. Different styles.
I feel like dads don't get enough loving. No one's ever like, that's a hot dad.
Yeah.
Know,
oh
man.
My God, yeah.
Some of my dads have fucking rocking mustaches.
Some of my dads.
Some of my mates' dads had like rocking mustaches. Like, oh, that would tickle
that's
real nicks.
Oh, my, my God, did you actually think that when looking at your friend's dad?
This is a podcast and I'm joking.
We haven't done the fucking hemorrhoid check. So
Ralph's
been going on a little journey trot. Uh-huh. He's been looking to get pegs.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're looking to get pegs?
Yeah, he's looking to get pegs.
I can sort you out.
You can?
Yeah, I'm good at pegging.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's happening.
It's happening. It's fight after months.
But please let me know about the hemorrhoid situation.
A speed bump, if you were literally speed bump on the road.
Okay.
I other week had a little hemorrhoid problem.
Oh, no.
And it's still kind of kicking around. It's it's getting smaller.
Grapes.
It's not like that. It's like one singular one.
One single nodule.
It's one single nodule.
Sometimes.
Have you ever had
having a bit of texture.
Oh.
Is it painful?
Yeah.
It hurt that one day only. And then after that, nothing.
No, it's just there, chilling.
It's just kind of there a little bit.
Have you had hemorrhoids?
Rub a little bit of
No.
I feel like hemorrhoids is like a thing that I think about like 5-year-old kids getting. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Just like Not like, but like, it's like, it's like,
wait,
it's
like, what? I think about 5-year-old kids having hemorrhoids.
No,
what,
it's, like,
Harry?
It's like a kid's disease. Do you know what I mean?
Is it?
I don't know, is it?
Do you think it's like an old person?
Yeah, it's like an old person.
I always thought, like,
all people that really fight,
I swear,
it's
just like primary school kids, like, I got hemorrhoids.
I have never considered children as a hemorrhoid.
They don't shit properly. They all shit, like, wrong. So, like, they got hemorrhoids.
Kids are shitting wrong. They're out of the walls.
Did you shit wrong as a kid, Harry? What's going on?
No, I've never had hemorrhoids.
I want to know where that line of thought has come from.
Yeah. I don't know. I just associate like hemorrhoids with primary school.
That's so wrong. It's on just like, so that's many levels.
Because it's like
it's
one
not
of the,
wrong.
Did you have
it's
a hemorrhoid in primary school?
No, I didn't.
Do you know any kid that did?
I think there might have been a couple where my mates who had hemorrhoids. Yeah, maybe we did tease them.
I think there's something wrong with like the toilets at your primary school.
Maybe.
I think there's something about like a really
cold. A gravitational
cold,
force.
There's something about like a temperature shift, right, like shocking your ass.
It shocks the hemorrhoids. Out.
That's why I've got a heated toilet seat.
How do hemorrhoids work? Is it just like...
It's a thing going wrong, first of all. It's not them working.
But like, are they up there waiting to drop down? Everyone has like 100 of them.
Hemorrhoids? They're like eggs just sitting there.
It feels like
should we Google
a little bump.
No,
it's very good to my asshole.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, it's just got a little bump on my asshole. It's got a little
I think it's
vein.
Like when a burst...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like literally like a little sack of... meat, fleshy meat.
I think it's a flesh tag.
Is it like herniated asshole?
Ooh.
Or is that piles?
That's... Wait, isn't piles
isn't
the same
piles,
as hemorrhoids?
Piles is hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
So it is a herniated... So it's like burst blood vessels that cause the build-up.
And it's all protruding.
I just have a little bumpy.
It's just so...
One
bumpy.
Singular bump on
my singular
bump.
Bumpy.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem too bad at all.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's hemorrhoids?
I guess so. I don't know.
Can you get
I
it out?
I still think
we
go to the doctor.
When you hear hemorrhoid, you see like grapes coming out of someone's ass. It's not that.
Yeah. But that's what I feel like.
Maybe I don't have a hemorrhoid.
It sounds like a hemorrhoid.
We've talked about this for like 4 weeks.
This sounds
if you
like
don't
a
have a hemorrhoid.
That would be
there's
so
only one
funny.
Way to find out, Rabs.
The usual
right now.
Yeah.
2 weeks, mate.
Mm-hmm.
If you have symptoms for 2 weeks or longer, you need to see a GP.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe I should go get...
Sorry, is that like a degree-based thing?
Yeah,
I think we are just meant to learn that.
Degree-based thing. Come
it's not.
We don't have
I'm
degrees.
Not any pain. It's a tiny bump there that's like pretty small.
Go get it checked out, mate, and then we can get to pegging.
Okay, get to pegging. Right. It's currently stopping
It's stopping us a barrier.
Runway for landing.
So, back to MILFs.
Back to Harry's hot mom.
What advice do you guys have for them? What do you guys fit?
Well,
is it?
I want to know if Rabs is your mum hot.
Who is the hottest mum here?
Who is the hottest mum? Is
Who's
what
proud
I want
to
know.
Say it?
My mum is beautiful.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
I do not have an Oedipus complex.
Oh, so she's not hot, is what you're saying. No, you're saying she's ugly, basically. Because if she was hot, you would fancy her.
I love my mum very much.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
She's a wonderful woman.
Right. Then we know what that means.
Yeah, we're all aware. It's fine.
She's
safe
a great
space.
Friend.
She's a really good friend to me.
You friend zoned your mum.
What about your mum?
Oh, absolute fucking fitty.
Wow.
Really
fitty.
Ooh.
Oh, hot babe.
Shame the genetics didn't fall down with it, did it?
Motherfucker.
How many tree branches
like
did you
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah. Got Tom calling me fat, you calling me ugly. I'm just walking away from this office a broken woman. I've got nothing left.
Lydia, you're a wonderful friend.
You're a good friend. And I don't have an Oedipus complex about you.
Remind me of my mother in a friendly way. In a way that you would be friends together.
Very cozy.
I don't know. Maybe when my mum was younger, she was.
She not refining like a fine wine.
Aged like a fine
she
wine.
Got streaks of grey.
She's all grey, baby.
Yeah,
she's all grey.
She's all
that's
grey.
Good.
Yeah,
that's you know what? Like,
yeah.
Lean into it. There's
lean
a lot of people
it.
That are like, I know I need to hide these.
Gotta stay
get
young.
Away, but
yeah.
Own
no.
it.
No, thank
yeah.
you. I'll tell her you
your
said
mum's
that.
Hot.
Thanks
she's a hot
for telling
mom.
You said that.
She's a hot mom.
I'm going to tell her that. Thanks,
you
guys.
Got a hot mom
Thanks,
it's
guys.
Nice.
Appreciate that.
See, this is it. You celebrate it. You don't tease people about
this
it.
This is the thing.
But
MILF is a derogatory. Hot mum is lovely. MILF is not nice.
MILF is objectifying.
Yeah, yeah.
A mum I'd like to fuck.
You want to love the mum.
Straight
no.
to
love
it.
Love the mother, not fuck the mother.
There's got to be some MILF in there.
Also, I feel like.
I'd love to love.
I feel like I.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
You can say, yes. Like, oh yeah, my mum's a hottie, but you guys can't because it sounds like you want to fuck her. Whereas I can say it and it's just like, I'm just.
But we can say
yes,
in this podcast,
mom, yes.
Right? Because we're just joking.
Yeah,
right?
This doesn't go out anywhere. This is not recorded. This is fine.
Yeah, there's no cameras rolling right now.
We're playing characters here, right?
This is all characters. Yeah. There's no cameras. Ignore all that. All the lights. Ignore it. It's fine. It's
but
fine.
Advice for this person.
I think
it's inevitable. Like, you can't stop people thinking certain ways. Like, stop thinking this person's attractive. It's impossible, right?
Stop trying to fuck.
So you just gotta, like, diffuse it. I think the more resistance you give it, the more ammunition you're giving them.
It makes your mum hotter.
Oh, yeah. You want what you can't have.
It's a challenge.
She's so hot.
The forbidden
also,
fruit.
If you make it clear that it's getting to you,
lean
into
mates,
that.
100%.
Like,
they're going to
smell the blood. Weakness.
You got to rise above and say, no, she's funny. I love
she's
she,
so hot.
I would too.
Jack it to my mom.
You guys
night.
Are right. Make it disgusting for them.
Yeah. Brag about it.
Brag.
Be like, my genes are fucking amazing. Yeah. Your mums are fucking munters. They're ugly.
Yeah.
Like, be a mum hater. Hate their mums.
Yeah.
Love your mum.
You are
fuck yeah.
It. Yeah.
Just, that's
my yeah,
advice.
Just play into it. Gross them out so much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
saying
beyond.
Being born was the hottest moment of your life.
Oh, no.
You oh,
know?
My God.
Oh, my God. You can't.
Just play
that.
Into it.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Yeah.
Being born is the hottest moment of your life is such a fucked up sentence. You can't
that's
say that.
That's the most fucking disgusting thing I think I've ever heard on this podcast.
Oh my God.
That's fucking great.
I think we have to move on to another question. Yeah. I think I hate that one too much.
But that's what you got to do.
That's what you've got to do.
Like, we literally have to move on.
Yeah,
we
they're so grossed out, they're moving on.
It clearly
worked. It
worked.
That is fucking veil.
Do you want to read out this bottom question?
Sure. Jesus. This whole section?
This bottom section, yeah. This bottom.
Oh
this
my
one,
God!
We get some long ones.
This is quite intense.
Okay. This is quite an intense question.
Should we just let pandas die? Those lazy fucks have had millions spent on them, and they won't even bang each other. They eat bamboo, something they can't digest. They should just be eating meat, but choose not to. They spend all their time sleeping, and they're frankly the worst bear. There, I said it. Fuck pandas. It's not finished. Fuck pandas, honestly. They aren't even endangered anymore. We did our job. Now let's save the tigers or some shit. Giraffes and zebras are going extinct, and we're still harping on about pandas and using them as the fucking poster boy for conservation. They are our dodo. They won't fucking procreate without us slapping their hoo-has and wee-woos together. Then should we still be wasting money on them? What do you beautiful people think?
Thank you,
this person's a fucking
reading.
Panda here.
Wow.
This is big panda here.
Wow.
So I was going through questions. I read that question. I was like, I fucking agree.
Oh my God. I feel
I
kind
fucking,
of inspired.
I fucking hate pandas.
Wow.
To what? Like,
I just,
help
I agree.
Get rid
I think
them.
They should
kill them. Get rid of them.
In what capacity?
Compare them to the lovely belugas you went to go see in Iceland.
Mm.
You know, wonderful, intelligent, you know, reactive creatures, you know, wonderful. Pandas are literally useless.
Tell me you don't watch those videos on YouTube of like the
rolling
pandas
around.
Rolling around and just being cute as
just
fuck.
Falling off
they're
things.
Cute as
they're fuck.
Dumbasses. I love
they're
them.
They're so fucking
you guys
cute.
Are all panda fans?
I actually do love
they
pandas.
They roll around.
That's
yeah.
fucked up.
Bamboo, they will mull you alive
an
if
fan,
you get
man.
No, but there's some animals yeah. that are just useless. They add nothing.
Doesn't matter.
They're
we're
so
useless.
Cute.
You guys got yeah. no degrees.
Exactly.
We're not procreating.
That's horrible.
We're not procreating. We don't have degrees. Why not get rid of us?
Exactly. We're just mother lovers.
We're just mother lovers, baby.
We're just mother
replace
lovers.
Pandas in this entire thing with us. Those lazy fucks have had millions spent on them and they won't even bang each other. We eat bamboo.
It's not wrong. Love bamboo.
They yeah. should be eating meat but choose not to. Anyone vegan here?
No.
Maybe there's some self-reflection to be had in that. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's unfair for you to be like, pandas are suck, other animal great.
But... I think I do agree with a little bit of their premise.
They're putting too much focus, too much money.
The focus is insane. And the way, because I think the Chinese government use them, right, as like diplomatic tools. They're, all of the pandas are owned by the government, and they're leased out. So you don't own a panda when it goes to another zoo.
It can be taken back. You're renting it.
Yeah, it can be taken back. Yeah.
So no
they're, way. They use them as diplomatic tools to remove the pandas.
There's some shenanigans.
Which is weird.
So now what are we looking at? It sounds like you have a password attack
against
China.
The panda itself.
I do, yeah. I'm spreading bad PR about pandas.
would a panda maul you, given the chance?
Yeah, panda is
they
a bear.
They are bears, right?
They are bears.
But they look so cute in the videos. They'd be the caretakers. When they're like
polar bears grabbing the leg.
All bears are cute.
Oh my god, polar bears would fuck you up. They're the worst ones, aren't they? Out of the bear world.
They're apex predators. They will crunch the fuck out of you.
We saw some polar bears in San Diego Zoo when we went. Have you been to San Diego Zoo?
Terrifying.
It's terrifying, but also it was just kind of sad.
They should not be in a zoo.
Why the fuck is this in
Why is there a polar bear in San Diego? Fuck zoos and fuck Water World and all that shit.
Yeah.
Animals should be in captivity.
Damn straight. Donate to Jingle Jam.
Okay. So it sounds like it's Harry is anti-panda, wants them to die.
I'm anti the hype.
You're anti the hype.
I feel like your position's changing here. You're like, fuck pandas.
I feel like you wrote this. I feel like you wrote this question.
Oh my god, you did.
I did write this question.
This is a self-insert. Can you just read this out, please?
Sorry.
This is on your phone, mate.
Can you read this?
Read this out.
I just feel like we've wasted a lot of time. You know, they're great. We should keep them.
We've wasted a lot of time.
We've wasted a lot of time on them.
But they'd be extinct if we hadn't helped them out.
And would you, okay, maybe. Would your life be any worse, Lydia?
Well, if I didn't have those YouTube videos, what would get me through the day? Those happy little silly goofy
baked
boys.
Baked beans get you through the day, Lydia. Baked beans do,
but the panda is the icing on the baked bean cake.
Okay.
Sorry?
Baked beans?
Okay. I like baked beans.
Let me pose it like this. This is a way to think about it. If you had to choose one animal on Earth that was going to go extinct, you have to choose one. Which one are you choosing?
Mosquitoes.
I was going to say that.
I feel like that's sort of fucked up.
It's a cop out.
Should we say no insects?
No insects.
But mosquitoes are part of a food chain in the system, more than a panda. Panda literally just is there. It's just like.
Do you want people to die of malaria, Harry? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
It's part of the chain.
It's part of the system, I guess.
Fuck, Harry?
I just think I would choose pandas.
Wait, mosquitoes. You can pick any animal in the world and you're killing lovely pandas. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What are you killing? You have to kill
one. There's going to be some shit animal out there that no one gives a fuck about.
I can get rid of like a deep sea creature, I reckon.
Oh.
That's even more fucked up because that's like the shit we haven't even found yet.
Yeah.
Crabs.
We don't know about them.
Crabs taste crabs.
They're really
cool. Crabs are really fucking cool. You can't kill crabs.
Crabs are cool.
And they taste fun. Like, they're great.
Maybe a Komodo dragon.
Dragons are like one of the most badass creatures.
They're badass, but they're scary.
The remnants
as fuck.
Of dragons.
They're
what
scary.
They're venomous, ancient dinosaurs. They're cowards.
I don't think that you have to worry about.
They're not going to kill you, Ravs.
Ravs has a lot of fears of animals. It's quite entertaining. Yeah.
Crabs.
Japanese spider crabs.
Oh, they are really scary.
Literally terrifying.
Would you get rid of a spider?
Coconut crab. Terrifying.
Well, they sound lovely, though, don't they?
Coconut crab, they're monsters.
They just inhabit a little coconut.
No, they're huge. They're monsters. Oh, right. Their claws can rip through bone.
Jesus. I'm getting rid of the seagulls.
What the fuck?
I like seagulls.
Seagulls are cute.
I want to be able to walk down the beach promenade with a bag of chips and not feel threatened, you know?
Yeah.
And not feel like I could
but
die.
So but
and I would be
so
shat
majestic.
On when I'm out having a nice
they're
drink.
Cute.
I almost got shot on the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
You were right.
Not by a seagull.
Just some guy. Just some guy came round to the house.
Someone shit my pants.
Okay, I feel like you can't choose mosquitoes. I need an animal. I need a friend.
What about a cute one as well? Let's make it a real challenge.
Yeah.
It has to be a cute animal.
Let's get rid of pandas.
That's not hard for him.
I feel like I'd happily extinct koalas. I'm not a big koala fan.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I feel like we saw them again in the zoo and I was like, they're just kind of hanging
cute
out.
Cute little drop bears.
Yeah, but they've got chlamydia.
Who has chlamydia?
Not chlamydia that can be transferred to humans.
Oh, so
Let's keep the koalas about. Is that what you're saying?
You can they can scratch you and shit.
You don't get chlamydia, right? Good to know. And of course, other ways. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously. All right, what cute animal are you killing, Trot?
Sloth.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, is it?
They've already got it bad enough.
Why? They can swim pretty fast, actually.
They can swim.
Have you seen them swim?
No, I haven't.
They can swim.
I don't believe you. I reckon. That's a trick to drown sloths. He's like, put the sloth in the water and just drown. We're getting there. One more down.
They are a bit grim. I love them, but they're a bit grim.
Apparently, they stink.
They stink because they've
stinky,
got like.
Yeah.
They have like a special mold that grows on them.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That protects their. Their fur or whatever the fuck they've got.
Fuck?
And they're like lazy. Infested with bugs and
I
stuff.
Don't ruin sloths.
Oh, lovely mold.
Yeah, they're like
bugs.
Moldy
lovely.
And
you've been given
bugs.
The cushy like propaganda sloth.
Oh my god.
This is the real sloth.
This is the hardy sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm seeing only Instagram sloths.
Exactly.
Changed my reality.
Exactly.
What cute animal are you killing, Lydia?
I can't.
You have to.
You do have to.
No, I don't have to do anything.
It wouldn't be
I don't
a good podcast
to.
Without like
come on.
Some controversial opinion.
Oh wow! Oh god!
Red panda.
Oh,
red pandas are literally
no.
the cutest.
That's
no.
unwanted.
Those
no,
little
you
faces.
Can't say that. That is fucked up.
You couldn't pull
I
the trigger
can't.
On that.
I can't.
For my panda hate, I take that back because I exclude red pandas from that. They're not the same as pandas. Red pandas are like the most perfect creature. They're the best.
They're very cute.
They are adorable.
So why are you getting rid of them?
Why are you killing them, Lydia?
Why are you killing the red pandas?
just fuck off red pandas, I say.
Yeah.
It's too cute.
Just fuck them off. The red pandas, I say.
Lovely.
Oh, I say no, actually, polar bears, because they are cute.
That's a cheap question, because it's a deadly killer.
They're cute.
That's fucked up.
They are cute. Like the little bits of, yeah,
little
those
ones,
are words.
Yeah,
the cubs.
Yeah.
Is, how did you know that's what I was trying to say? That's incredible.
Yeah,
you could understand my gibberish. The cubs are adorable. But just, I want to be able to walk around the Antarctica without fearing for my life.
With chips in your
with
hand.
With my chips in my hand down the promenade on the Antarctica.
Antarctica.
To be fair,
Antarctica.
They would smell those chips from a fucking long way away. They'd be on you.
They are pretty intimidating.
Yeah. Like, they are quite intimidating.
I don't feel like it's like an average worry you need to have walking around Bristol like polar bear.
No.
But
no.
It's nice to not have it.
It's nice not to think about that though.
Cute. Very much in the, like the bear camp of killing things like koalas and fuzzy creatures.
Yeah.
I went for a sloth. Raj, what would you kill?
Like a cute one?
Yeah.
Something that would fuck over the furries.
Nice.
I'm doing this
ooh,
to
a fox.
A fox.
A fox.
Foxes
oh
cute.
No, I couldn't do that to foxes. No way. They're way too cute.
Think about the furries, though.
No.
Is that not like the main one? What's the main one?
They love
wolves.
Foxes.
Maybe wolves. Maybe wolves.
Wolves
cute.
Are very cute, though.
They're big doggies.
They're quite cute.
But they're more cool, aren't they, than cute?
They're more cool doggies. They're like doggies that do steroids.
If a wolf comes up to you, you've got to allow it to lick the inside of your mouth. Are you allowing that?
You have to let it lick the inside of your mouth.
Yeah, they want to lick the inside of your mouth.
Really?
How did they find that out?
How is that discovered?
I'm sorry, I just don't believe
Wilson, that. Wilson wolf dogs do that, yeah.
What?
I think
I saw there's like a woman and she's
there's
just
a woman
like,
she
oh,
lets it
and he licks all
it's like, you just got to allow this to happen. It's like a...
That is grim. That,
a greeting of sorts.
But it licks its asshole and then it goes...
Absolutely.
It's more, what if it's like, well, I don't like you and it's in your mouth and then it's like, and it's eating your tongue and it's biting your face.
Yeah, ripping off your tongue and...
Would you do that?
You've got to let it happen.
Okay, you're in a wildlife sanctuary.
That wolf could chase you down if you'd like pull away and say no. So
you'd have to let it happen if it's that or death.
Yeah. That's not consent, Trot. That isn't consent.
It doesn't matter to the wolf, does it?
Oh my God.
I don't think it's got that rational thought.
No, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
So what, if they don't like it, will they like run away or eat you or...
I'll ask that woman.
Ask the woman.
That loves
okay.
getting licked inside the mouth by a wolf.
That is fucked up.
I imagine so, though. It's like a... We are okay with each other kind of thing.
So they'd only do it if you were okay.
Yes.
I see, yes.
If it's diffusing.
Yeah.
De-arming.
I guess it's quite like a powerful kind of, I'm inside your mouth.
It's
like,
power
I'm
play,
inside
yeah.
It's a power play, isn't
you.
It? It's dominating.
Yeah.
Wolves are doms.
You're the little sub.
Your little sub.
Nice.
Beta human bitch.
Yeah.
We have to stop.
Raz
is just on the edge.
Sitting there quietly.
We have to call it there. Raz
like, please God.
We have to move on. It's getting hot in this room.
Well, I think we have to call it because it's nearly time for Troy to go.
Yeah, I'm quite busy.
He's a very
important guy.
I'd love to have a little short podcast with you, though.
I'd love to be here. Thank you.
Do you want a promo? Do a promo slot. Actually, do you know how films just... You just changed Hat Chat a little bit, didn't you? You were doing Hypothetical Questions. What have you changed to?
Yeah, we started doing Hypothetical Questions for a while.
Yeah.
And it turns out it always turns into alien talk. So we're just kind of like going back to our old school, just... doing a Triforce, really, of just nice. What's going nice. On.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
chatting, informal.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, go check out Hat Chat. Go give it a listen as well.
Yeah.
Thanks to our wonderful patrons, as always.
Oh, thank
we'll be recording
you so
a little
much.
Am I the Asshole one for you in a minute. And check that out. Make sure to send in questions as well. We've been getting lesser questions recently.
Yeah.
More just some very unusable ones as
yes.
well. So
yes.
send in some funny ones that are good, because some of them are just...
And if you need help or advice, especially time-sensitive stuff, we love those.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking back, actually, at some of the old questions, and there was some time-sensitive ones I think we should do, because it's certainly that...
It was like, they're dead now. They are dead now.
It was like, my wedding is next week, and it's like, fuck.
It's like 6 months ago.
Those. We love those ones.
Thank you for joining us, though, Trot.
Thank you, Trot.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a real nice time. Thanks,
been a lovely
guys.
Time.
Let's do it again.
We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.